I think you're seeing it in a lot of different ways. I mean, overall, the best way that I can describe it is the ambassador is using Twitter to demonstrate to their constituencies and their following the work that they're doing, to really keep them connected and show, I was in a meeting with X ambassador and we talked about Y topic, or I care about A issue and I'm really going to do X to help that out.
To what extent is tweeting controlled by governments? Is it part of a sophisticated communications campaign, or is it just something ambassadors are doing casually?
I think it really depends on the country. I think countries that have a lot looser restrictions on what their people, what their politicians, what they can actually go out and say, you see it being a little bit more open, whereas others where there may be some less sort of ability to work freely, you'll see it's a little bit more controlled and things are going through a press office and they're really making sure that a few hands see things before they come out.
To what extent is this changing diplomacy, especially at the UN?
I think what it's doing is making diplomacy a lot more real time. You look at 10 years ago, if an ambassador comes out of a meeting and would say, I just met with so-and-so and we were talking about this issue, that would either be done in the form of a letter or a blog post or an article or have to go out through the media, where now it can happen in real time.
We have examples of ambassadors tweeting from the Security Council. What do you make of that?
I think, again, that really just shows to you the real time, the democratic, the very social nature of Twitter, that I, as a U.S. citizen, can follow what my ambassador is saying when he's there doing important work at a global level.
Which countries are leading the field in this type of communication?
I would say if we look at that, the number one is Sweden. A number of people in their government are just very, very prolific users and really out there. You're also seeing France doing a great job of being very, very effective and having a lot of people on Twitter. And then finally, you're seeing things just out of the Nordic countries as a whole, you know, whether it's the Crown Prince of Norway or his government are doing just incredible work there.
And which countries should be doing better?
I actually think my own country should be doing a little bit better. The U.S., we tend to see the stuff coming out. It doesn't necessarily feel authentic or human. Now, they're very active. They're pushing out content. But it seems to come from an official office as opposed to a person.
And what are the dangers of diplomatic tweeting?
If the rhetoric goes too far and if it starts rallying people up, you know, not that it's necessarily going to cause a conflict, but what you don't want is some sort of diplomatic rhetoric back and forth, then causing hours upon hours upon hours of Twitter arguments or wherever else. You know, I think it's very important to use it constructively, but not necessarily to use it as an online weapon.